All right. Good morning, Baltimore and the surrounding areas and our internet listeners. This is Oren Solomon with the Entrepreneur's Edge. We're here every Tuesday at 11 a.m., 11 to 12, to talk business, talk entrepreneurship, the benefits, advantages, talk about different opportunities, hear some of the success stories happening in the city and the surrounding areas, give you some tips, maybe some techniques, share with people how to start businesses. Talk about tax advantages, all different types of topics to help you either become an entrepreneur, be a better entrepreneur, or pursue your dreams. We have a great, great message for you today. I'm riding solo today. So we've got a great message for you, and we would love for you all to participate. The conversation today, we're going to talk about the importance of having a home-based business. Why you need to have a home-based business. Now, I don't care if you're already successful and you have a traditional business, a brick-and-mortar business, or if you have a professional job and you've done very well, a great career. It is so imperative to have a home-based business in this climate. We've talked about having multiple streams of income, but I'm going to get specific about, you know, having a home-based business. It is a new wave. A lot of people are starting home-based businesses. You'd be surprised on who is starting home-based businesses. There's so many different types of home-based businesses. So we're going to talk about that today. I'm going to give you some statistics to share with you. It's a wave that's happening around America right now. And then hopefully we'll have some participation from the listening audience. I also have a treat for you. I have a young entrepreneur that'll be on to kind of tell you a little bit about his experience with having a home-based business. I just came back from a conference, a home-based business conference. I was in Ohio. There was about 20,000 people at this event. These are home-based entrepreneurs. And there were people there that were making a couple $100 a month doing what they do. And some people there make making tens of thousands, and some even making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month from their home-based business. So I wanted to share that with you today, why you need to have one. It's a necessity now. It is fiscally irresponsible to only have one stream of income coming into your household. And I know we have a lot of different types of listeners here. We have truck drivers on the road, and you know, you can honk if you're on the road, and we have people that you know, do construction, you know, laborers that, you know, you're one injury away from losing a paycheck or from workers' comp or just from being out of work. And to have a side income coming in, to have a home-based business can really shoulder some of the burden that you may have to deal with if out of work for a time, if being downsized, if losing a job, if getting sick, if getting hurt on the job. So, man, it's so important to have a home-based business. I'm going to give you our call-in number. It's 410-481-1010. If you're in the Baltimore area, again, 410-481-1010. If you're out of the listening area, it's 877-704-1010. Again, 877-704-1010. I'm going to read a couple things to you here. I looked in the Bloomberg Business Week magazine, and it says more people are working from home, and more of them are working for themselves than ever before. So more people are starting home-based businesses than ever before. They're starting to realize that, look, you cannot rely on a job. You cannot rely on corporate America to take care of you. Because the reality is over time, some of these businesses, they shut down, they downsize. Some of them, you know, there's politics going on. You may not get along with the supervisor. They don't like you, so they replace you, or they demote you, or they promote somebody in front of you. So to eliminate all the drama and stuff you have to deal with in the corporate world, it just makes sense to have a home-based business. Forbes magazine talks about, this was incredible when I read this, talked about the rise of the number of million-dollar one-person businesses. Let me repeat that. There's a rise in million-dollar one-person businesses. The U.S. Census and Bureau report recently revealed in an annual report that of non-employed businesses found, there were 22 million non-employed firms, and this is in 2011, this was 3 years ago, 22.5 million people have either a one-person business or some type of a home-based business. 22 million people. That's a sign right there that people are starting to take control of their destiny. They're not relying on the job. They're not just relying on their brick and mortar business. They're doing it from home on their own. And they said that the average revenues from all these businesses that they've surveyed was about $44,000. Now, let me ask you a question. What would an extra $44,000 a year do for the average person here in Baltimore, Maryland? Or any of our listeners traveling on the road or around the country? What would an extra $44,000 do for you? So that's a phenomenal statistic. So as I said, there's an increase in entrepreneurship, an increase in single people businesses, and it's just because of what's happening in our economy. So if you're in a situation where you're working a job and you kind of aren't sure, and you see the writing on the wall that this is all you're going to get for the next 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, then you might want to consider starting a home-based business. Now, I know some of the listeners here are probably wondering, well, you know, how do I start one? Or maybe I'm fearful of starting one, or maybe I've done one before and it hadn't really worked out for me. Don't worry about that. You know, we have the answer. In fact, if you're looking to start a home-based business, I'm going to leave a number. You can actually text your information to this number because I know some people don't want to call in. They want to remain anonymous. We get that. We understand that. That's okay. I'm going to give you a number you can text so they can get your information and call you and let you know some valuable options out there for you. The number is 443-854-4889. Again, 443-854-4889. You can just text your name and number to that particular person. That's my friend Sharon Lewis. You've heard her on the call before. She can get your information and kind of direct you in the right direction with regards to starting a home-based business. I saw some other statistics here that blew me away. It said of the people, of these millions of people who started home-based businesses, 1.6 million had sales of anywhere from 100,000 to 249,000. And that's up from 1.4 million the year before. So 200,000 more people are making in six figures, 100,000 to 249,000 because they started a home-based business. 1.6 million people took a chance, started a home-based business, and now they're financially independent. 479 people reported sales of anywhere from $250,000 to $499,099. So almost a half a million people have sales of up to a half a million dollars. And that's up about $50,000 from the year before. 209,415 people had sales anywhere from a half a million to $999,000. And that's up from $198,000 the year before. Man, these are people making a half a million to almost $1 million a year in home-based business. 209,000, that's a lot of people. I'm sure some of those people had to come out of this area. 26,744 people had sales of anywhere from starting from a million to $2.49 million. Those are some incredible numbers. Anywhere from a million to 2.49 million, 26,000 plus people in this country are making that from a home-based business. That is incredible. 1,723 reported sales of anywhere from 2.5 to 4.9 million. Those are some staggering numbers, unbelievable numbers of people who have started home-based businesses and earned that type of income. And 368 people reported making anywhere from 5 million or more in a home-based business. So that should be encouraging to our listening audience. For those of you who are fearful of starting a home-based business, look, it could be anything. It could be netting. It could be, starting something over the internet. Most of these businesses are basically internet businesses. You don't have to be a genius to start a home-based business. But there's so many opportunities out there. So look, if you're in a situation where you're having success, maybe you've started a home-based business and it's going well for you, we'd like to hear from you as well. Because we want to let people know here what is possible. There are a lot of people that they think there's no hope. their job has failed them, and that's all they live for, and they're down. But man, there's so many opportunities out here. The number you want to call into is area code 410-481-1010. Again, 410-481-1010. In the Baltimore area, 877-704-1010 if you're traveling. And if you want to hear about a home-based business and you want to do something different and you don't want to talk, you're a little fearful of getting on the phone here, you can text 443-854-4889. Again, 443-854-4889. You can text that number and someone will contact you about home-based businesses and how to start one. I also, man, I took a lot of notes because I think it's imperative that we educate the community on what's out here, on alternative ways to make money, alternative ways to sustain yourself and not rely on a job, not rely on a paycheck, not rely on a boss, not rely on a spouse. But be independent. And that's so important in this day and age. You know, it's also important to teach our kids that as well. You know, as we get older, you know, the job market is not going to be the same. It's just not going to be the same. Most people are going to be 1099 people. They're going to be self-employed people. They're going to be entrepreneurs. I think we have a caller here. We have anyone calling in? All right. Hang on 1 second. I'll let the board op take care of that. All right, who do we have online with us here? Whoop, hang on a second. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is this Sharon?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Hi, Sharon, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Excellent, excellent. Thanks for calling in. I know this is my partner, Sharon. She's normally on the call here, but she's calling in from the phone. Maybe you want to weigh in and add something to what we're talking about here.
Well, I just want to, you know, welcome everyone to the call and letting everyone know that we're so excited because of all the new things that we want to talk to people about, especially talking about your business.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate that, Sharon. And I know we have, what I did today is I have a young gentleman who is, who I asked to come on and talk about the importance of having a home-based business. And, this gentleman, I met him when he was 19 years old, and he's experienced, unbelievable success in his home-based business. And I want the Baltimore area to hear this because there's so many people out here that are fearful to start a business, and they're worried about, you know, how much money it would cost. There's some home-based businesses you can start for no money.
Exactly.
For no money, exactly. And some of them low to no money. So, you know, if you're interested in starting a business, you can send Sharon a text at 443-854-4889. Again, 443-854-4889. Or if you want to call in and just have a conversation with us, you have some questions, you can call in to 410-481-1010. Again, 410-481-1010. Or you, if you're traveling outside the listening area, it's 877-704-1010. Again, 877-704-1010. I think my guest is on the line with me here. Hang on. Anwar, are you there?
I sure am.
Excellent. Well, Baltimore, I wanted you all to hear from a good friend of mine. He happens to be just an extraordinary entrepreneur. But when I met him, he was 19 years old. I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about his experience in having a home-based business. But he's very successful. In fact, he's very successful in corporate America. You know, he would be considered a success to anyone, to any background, any race. I mean, he's done extremely well in corporate America. But he also started a home-based business because he also realized that he needed a backup plan as well. So, Anwar, this is my friend Anwar Miller. Anwar lives in he's from the Philadelphia area originally, but lives in Delaware now. Lives in a beautiful home. He's a father of three kids, just a great pillar in his community. So, Anwar, I want you to take a minute and just kind of share with everyone, you know, the importance of starting a home-based business and actually what it's done for you.
Yeah, absolutely, Orin. And I tell you, I couldn't agree with you more. I listened to the show and just the value of starting a home-based business. And, you know, just kind of my path has been kind of interesting. You know, I went to the traditional route and, focused on education because that was sort of what my parents told me to do. And that's sort of what their parents told them to do. And, you know, I was a first generation, actually college grad. My mother was the first one to graduate from college, rather. So I guess I was the second person in our, you know, sort of lineage to graduate from college. So, you know, it created some opportunities for her beyond what her parents did before her. And so I kind of thought that that was the path that I would go and, you know, became an electrical engineer and started to work in corporate America. But I always had this, you know, sort of, you know, bug inside me a little bit. And as the sort of the things begin to shift in corporate America, where, you know, the days of having 20 years in the workforce, 30 years working for a company and retiring with a pension, as I was coming up through engineering, those days were really long gone. The average mm-hmm. professional was staying, you know, in their staying 3 to 6 years in corporate America. And there was, you know, no loyalty from the side of the company towards an employee. So, you know, I found myself working really, really hard and, you know, looking for promotions and, you know, getting some promotions and not getting other ones. But I knew that I didn't want to necessarily have my all of my eggs in one basket. So I wanted to, you know, start a business. And you know, to be honest with you, Orin, you know, you and I had this conversation. You know, I went and started looking at traditional franchises, and you know, I was looking at the Rita's Water Ices and of the world. I guess maybe I shouldn't have said the name, but I was looking at different franchises. You know, in terms of the fast food business, as well as small local, you know, mail shops and things like that. And you know, what I found is most of them had a $250,000 price tag. You know, most of them would require me to walk away from my full time career. And dedicate a time and money that I couldn't. And really, at that point, as I, you know, went through corporate America and engineering, I start making, you know, close to 70, 80 grand a year. And then before you know it, I hit the six-figure mark. And then before you know it, in corporate America, I was, you know, close to multiple six-figure income in corporate America, being a sales consultant, traveling around the country and presenting technology to major companies. But the more that I earned in corporate America, the more I found that I was tied to that. And the more I found I was at risk, because if I lost that job, I, you know, my lifestyle would take a fall. So to make a long story short, to answer your question, you know, I said I couldn't go out and start a franchise because, to be honest with you, you know, the income that I would get at a Subway or a Rita's Water Ice or, you know, a Jamba Shop would not equate to my corporate American income. So I couldn't just shut it down and couldn't devote that kind of time unless I'm open multiple stores, which would require, you know, a tremendous investment, which I couldn't. But so what I did is I started actually a home-based business. And because the Internet allows you to do business on a global level, mm-hmm. the world is flat, mm-hmm. actually able to start an Internet business, you know, with a home-based business. And now, you know, I can take my core hours and work in corporate America, but now I had my evening hours to be able to build my company and build my business online and was actually able to start doing business in multiple countries because of the fact of the Internet. So I was able to do business anywhere at my time of the day, at my choosing, and I didn't have to shut everything down in corporate America, and it built a nice income for me. And the value of it is that I didn't have to shut down when I was doing corporate America, and I wound up building a multi-million-dollar business on the side. You know, so now my company is, you know, revenue-wise, is generating somewhere between, you know, $15 or so million a year, you know, revenue-wise from an internet-based business. And so it allowed me to go to work with a whole nother level of security, because now I wasn't necessarily tied to corporate America. I can do what I enjoy. I can take more risk in corporate America. And if the company got sold or bought or if they decide to eliminate the division, mm-hmm. you know, I still had another stream of income coming in and can decide to make that shift at full time. So the value of it is security for us and our family, really.
Wow.
Long answer to your question, but.
Man, that is awesome. So I just want everybody to hear that. He started a home-based business that now his revenue is about $15 million a year. And I'm curious, Anwar, how much did it cost you to start your home-based business?
You know, it's interesting. You know, when you look at home-based businesses, you know, the cost of entry, which really attracted me, could be really low. I mean, a lot of home-based businesses that I looked at starting, you could, you know, you can set up a web store and a website you know, for a couple of $1,000s. There's some, you know, kind of turnkey applications out there that allow you to do the kind of, you know, e-commerce piece. So, I mean, you can very easily start a home-based business. So just less than it would take you to take a trip to Disney World or, you know, go on that vacation. You know, you take one less vacation and start a home-based business. Now, for me personally, I didn't necessarily have the time. You know, I was probably working 80 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really have the time to go out and hire a web designer and, you know, get a website designed and then find the right application and e-commerce packages to tack onto it. So what I found is I was looking for more of a turnkey system where, you know, there's companies out there that has that stuff already in place
mm-hmm.
where you can really buy into the system they have in place. So for me, it really actually cost me less than $500, you know, to get things up and running, and then I would say probably about, you know, $50 or so a month and an operational ongoing cost for it. So
wow,
so really.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. It costs you less than $500,
yep.
And you have a business. Your revenue is over $15 million a year.
Absolutely.
Wow. Man, that's incredible. I hope y'all heard what he said.
Now, yes, definitely need to hear what he said because that's very important.
That's powerful, man.
Interesting.
Man, so here's the deal. Let me give you the number out. 410-481-1010. 410-481-1010. Call into the station, man. Look, if you want to know how you can start a home-based business, or if you have a home-based business that's doing well, you want to shout it out and tell everybody, feel free to do it. Also, 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. And if for some reason you don't want to call in, you're a little fearful of doing it, you can also text Sharon. Let me give this number here. That number is 443-854-4889. I've got a caller here. Hold on 1 second. Patricia, hello?
Hello.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Okay. I really like that gentleman's story, and I would like to get his number so he can give me some incentive.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you Sharon's number here. Are you in a place where you can write?
Yes. Hold on.
Let us know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. It's 443-854-4889. Again, 443-854-4889.
4889.
You can either send her a text or give her a call, so get your information, okay?
Yes. I would like to know what do you recommend a person that's retired
mm-hmm.
trying to build up a home base? Arts and crafts that I do,
mm-hmm.
but I don't really want to get into all that computer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to sell my stuff as a vendor, not necessarily on the internet.
I got you. Well, I'll tell you what. I highly recommend you get your information over to Sharon so she can talk to you offline, because there are a lot of different things you can use to do that. And I know she's been doing that for a while. She has multiple businesses. I know that she sells, but I don't want to get into what she does because Sharon does a lot of different things. But you want to reach out to her. She can have a conversation with her. She can help you. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. Patricia, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you.
Excellent. Anwar, are you still there with us?
Hi.
Anwar, are you still there?
I am. Can you
okay.
hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. I think we've got another caller calling in here. Hang on 1 second. We'll have them. They're going to put them through here.
Hello.
Line three. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hello. Good morning.
What's your name?
Gene. I've called them before.
Hi, Gene. How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. One thing that I find to be, you know, kind of holds people back is I'm in my 60s. And the technology thing is really confusing to us older people.
Mm-hmm.
The young man who's talking, you know, he's using words that I think are going to go over top of a lot of people's heads.
Okay. You know what? We appreciate you you saying that. You know, the one thing I can say about home-based businesses, you really don't have to be technically savvy to own a home-based business. In fact, I know for me, when I started my home-based business, the internet was not even a factor. But you know, it is prevalent now. I mean, a lot of businesses are internet businesses, but there are many of them where you don't have to be internet savvy. You can use your hands. You can just, a lot of these businesses are networking businesses. You're just talking to people, you know, Gene, and family and friends and connecting with them.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to, you know, not so much. I didn't want to hope it didn't put a damper on it.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
This is great. But what I've personally, like I said, I'm a little older. So what I've done is I've spent a lot of time and just educating myself about what, you know, a lot of these terms are. And really I don't speak the language of,
Yep, Gene, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. And so like, you know, Wix, it's a Google that you can build a website with.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to, you know, just put, like, you know, a name of one of these things so people could kind of look at them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can really build your own website. I went on, and I keep telling you I'm blind.
Mm-hmm. I remember,
but
yeah.
I'm fearless in a sense. So what I did, I actually started my own,
mm-hmm.
you know, basically with the help of my wife, who's even less computer literate than I am,
mm-hmm.
And the e-commerce aspect and so forth. But all these things are like you plug them in.
Yeah.
And it really sort of simple. So I just want to let, you know, encourage people to look at those things and, again, you know, follow up with you guys.
We appreciate that, Gene. Hopefully we'll get a chance to meet sometime, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care. Again, the call-in number is 410-481-1010. Again, 410-481-1010 if you want to chime in our conversation here about starting a home-based businesses, starting a home-based business, the power of starting a home-based business, how to start a home-based business, or even if you have one, why you started one and what type of success you're having so people can hear it. If you're out of the calling listening area, the calling area is 877-704-1010. And if you'd like to text and you don't want to talk, I'm going to leave this number with you here. What is Sharon's number?
443-854-4889.
Thank you.
Again, the number is 443-854-4889.
Excellent. Anwar, anything else you want to add before we let you go? We know you're really busy, man, but we appreciate
absolutely.
You jumping on.
I mean, one of the things that I wanted to add is I just heard Gene's comment. I think they were right on. You know, sometimes you get caught up in a vernacular, but, you know, again, in starting my home based business, I didn't know any of that stuff. In fact, you know, that's one of the reasons why I found a turnkey system, and I just was able to follow the path of success, the path of least resistance, because they had already had a proven system in place, which really shortcuts your way to success, because now you don't have to figure everything out on your own and do all the research and do all the diligence. You can really just, you know, buy into that package and follow that turnkey. So that helped for me. But I will say that, like, my mother actually, because of the success I've had, she started a not so much a home-based business, but she started an internet business. She found her love of art and drawing and decided that she was going to, you know, sell her stuff on the internet. She didn't know anything about it. But what she did is she went to someone that, you know, helps small businesses get started like that. And they were able to put her art on the internet. She, you know, drives her friends and family there. And it's not so much a bunch of revenue for her, but it is a pride and joy of being able to, you know, sell her product and bring in a few extra $1,000 a month. So, you know, obviously from the scale that I'm at, you know, when I talk about a home-based business replacing multiple six-figure incomes, it's a little bit different. But
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes you got to start small and you got to crawl before you walk. So I guess that was the only thing I wanted to kind of put out there.
Hey, Anwar, thank you so much, man. I appreciate your time. And guys, this is a young entrepreneur, young African-American brother from Philadelphia who, you know, didn't come from a lot of money, started a home-based business, did well in corporate America, but built a business that's doing about over $15 million a year in revenue on a $500 investment. Man, if you want to know how to do something like that, give us a call, 410-481-1010, 877-704-1010, or you can text Sharon. You want to give your number, Sharon?
Yes, it's 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889.
Excellent. I read a couple articles here this week because, you know, I just think it's very imperative that we all understand, you know, what's out there, why people do what they do, just some opportunities that are available to us. And in Lifestyles Plus, they came up with 9 reasons why you should start a home-based business. 9 reasons. So I'm going to go through these 9 reasons really quickly. The first reason, is to take a well-deserved vacation. How many of y'all out there would need a good vacation right now? How many of you maybe haven't taken a vacation in a couple years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? Shucks, I know people who are taking vacation. I know people who've never left the city they live in.
Well, exactly.
You know what I mean? So starting a home-based business can give you that option.
Freedom.
No doubt about it. Freedom is everything. Second reason why you should start a home-based business is to spend more time with your family. Let me repeat that. Spend more time with your family. Man, nowadays, everybody's working. You know, you get up early in the morning. You go to work. Sometimes you work two jobs. You come home. The kids are you know, they're finished their homework. They eat their dinner. They go to bed. You don't even talk to your kids because you're so busy trying to make a living as opposed to design a life for yourself. So having a home-based business allows you to spend more time with your family. I'm home with my kids. I get them up in the morning. I see them. I take them to school. When they get home, I'm home. So having a home-based business gives you that flexibility.
Yes, it does.
Also, it gives your children a stay-at-home parent. Now, to me, that's really important. Don't you think, Sharon?
I think it's very important, too, to be able to stay at home with your children. Oh, that's a wonderful thing.
No doubt about it. In fact,
and not missing all the special moments in time.
Man, you know, there are a lot of kids that are, you know, but not that aren't raised by their parents, not to their fault of their own. Their parents are out. They have to make money. They have to make a living. They have to pay their bills.
Right.
Man, if you have a business that sustains you and puts you in a position where you stay at home and raise your kids, man, that is a phenomenal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell by, you know, the way some kids are, how much time their parents spend with them. So that's another reason why you should start a home-based business. Another reason why you should start one is to eliminate debt. And that kind of goes without saying, right?
Yes, it does.
How many of us here have a credit card that they'd love to pay off, or a car they love to pay off, or maybe even, you know, whatever it is, just eliminate debt. So, you know, having a home-based business will help you do that. Let me give the call-in number again, 410-481-1010 or 877-704-1010. Again, 410-481-1010. And Sharon, why don't you give your number out as well for someone that will want to text?
443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889. I'm getting a lot of text messages for people interested in a home-based business.
Beautiful.
So, yes, and, you know, I'm glad you're talking about that because we're having a seminar tonight,
mm-hmm.
and we have one Thursday. So mm-hmm. it's in the Baltimore, Washington area.
Yep.
Give us a call, give us a text, and we can tell you exactly where we're going to be, so we can tell you about this home-based business opportunity that will basically help your situation. So the number again is 443-854-4889. So Tuesday is at 6:30, and Thursday is at 7.
Excellent.
Okay, go ahead, Owen.
All right, no problem, man. Sharon, that's my partner in crime there, and her and her husband are doing some great things, and we just want to help people in the community here. Let me tell you something. There is nothing like having your freedom. There is nothing like being able to do whatever you want to do whenever you want to do it.
Exactly.
And there may be a small price to do it, but I'm telling you, when you get there, it is so, so, so worth it. The benefits.
It really is
incredible, man. Being able to just go and come when you please, just, you know, making your own schedule. Let me go through some other reasons why they say you should start your own business. Another reason they talked about was paying off your mortgage quicker. Man, how many of y'all would like to pay off your mortgage? You know what I mean? Having no house note. Man, that's a phenomenal, phenomenal feat.
No anything.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is an incredible thing that you can do by having a home-based business. Imagine now, we're not telling you to leave your jobs here. You know, Anwar talked about, you know, him working at his job, but creating a side business for himself. So you can, mm-hmm. you can keep your job or keep your current business and make your money there, but have this side business or this home-based business to pay off your car, to pay off your student loans, pay off your debt.
Right.
Buy another home,
right.
You know, travel, do whatever it is you want to do. But man, it is so helpful. Also, the tax advantages of having a home-based business are phenomenal. So those are just some things.
That was one of the main reasons why we started the business, for the tax purposes. Now we can basically write off a lot of things that we've been doing because we have a home-based business.
Wow.
And you cannot do that on a job.
Nope.
No, but you can. Home-based business, and that was why we decided to do a home-based business. And I'm getting a lot of text messages. People want to know they want to be involved with the home-based business because there's so many people out there need another avenue of revenue coming in their home.
No doubt about it. Let me tell you something.
Text messages come in.
Excellent. And let me tell you something. You would be surprised the type of people that are starting home-based businesses. You know, I've seen CEOs of big companies who said, I'm tired of the rat race. I'm tired of this grind. I'm going to start something from home. I mean, I'm talking super people who you think would never do something like this are starting home-based businesses. And I've seen people who are basically just out of college or just out of high school, because all you have to be is 18 years of age to be legal. You know, we have a saying in our industry, you can come from Yale or jail.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what you and I mean that literally, because I know there are people out here who have had some issues. Maybe, you know, you had a situation with law enforcement, and now because of that, you're having a tough time getting a job. Man, you can start a business. You know, you can find, like in Anwar's case, less than $500, you know, get involved in something, do it from home. And now you got money coming in legally, legit.
Legally.
And there's nothing they could do about it. You know what I'm saying? I think we have
sure.
a caller here on in line number one. Let me give me 1 second. Let me get to this caller. Hello, caller. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to ask your guest, what was the turnkey system that they used and what type of business did they start?
Well, Anwar is no longer on the line, but I'll make sure to get some information to you so you can communicate. Well, Sharon's going to give you her number. Anwar is in the telecommunications and the merchant services and energy arena.
Okay.
So I think his business is, you're talking about $11.5 trillion is up for grabs in his particular industry.
Do you know what the turnkey system he used? He never mentioned it.
He didn't. I'm not at liberty. Sharon, why don't you go ahead and give your number out?
Yes, it's
443-854-4889. I'm sorry,
443-854-4889.
4889. Thank you, Sharon.
All right, Khalid. Take care, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. All right, so some other things that that made the list here on why someone should start a home-based business. It says, earn more money to help buy your dream car or dream house. Man, we all love to do that, right?
Yes, indeed.
especially in our community, man. Everybody would love to have a brand new car or a beautiful home. So that's another reason. Number seven was the value of the tax savings. And Sharon talked about that. Man, there are so many tax advantages of having a home-based business. This country was built on entrepreneurship. And if you don't really understand the tax advantages of having a home-based business, you're really losing money by not having a home-based business.
That's
you know, when I had a job and I would take a vacation, that was money that came out of my pocket. So I had to save up money to go on vacation, and that was money spent. Well, with a home-based business, now when I go on vacation and I mention what I do, it's a business write-off. I can get that money back the following year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm basically getting paid to take trips.
Exactly. And that's a wonderful thing to do.
It is. It really is. So, you know, just the tax advantages alone are a reason why people should do that. So let me give you the number again. I know we're getting a ton of texts. People are texting like crazy.
Yes,
We'd love to hear you. Don't be afraid to call. You know, maybe you have a question. I know that we can probably help you and answer that question or point you in the right direction. You know, it's the people that don't make the phone call or don't check in are the ones that really get affected by not taking action. So the number is 410-481-1010. Again, 410-481-1010. If you're out of the calling area or listening area, 877-704-1010. 877-704-1010. Another thing or reason why you should start a home-based business, it says save for a rainy day. And
yes,
at some point, you never know when something happens. You know, let's say, why not be proactive? Instead of waiting for something to happen to you at your job or your business, then starting a home-based business, how about while things are going great, start one on the side just in case?
Just in case.
Something
exactly.
happens. Just in case you have a rainy day. So you got a little nest egg. You can put up some money. Maybe you have 6 months of reserves to live off of or to pay your bills or what have you.
Right.
That's
right.
just a smart thing to do, if you ask me. And then also it said add to your retirement savings. I didn't realize there were so many baby boomers out here that that still have to work because of, you know, the lack of retirement savings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a phenomenal opportunity for you to generate what would an extra $500 a month do for you right now? What would
exactly.
an extra $1,000 a month do for you right now? Or an extra $2,000 a month do for you right now? For the average
mm-hmm.
household, that is a lot of money. That's taking care of some household bills. That's taking care of your gas, electricity bills. That's taking care of all types of stuff. We've got a caller on the line here, Sharon. Hang on 1 second.
Okay, go ahead.
We have Pamela on the line. Hi, Pamela. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am wonderful. What's on your mind?
Just a question. The seminar that's being offered, is that a general seminar about network marketing, home-based business, or is it a specific company opportunity that will be discussed?
Well, in Sharon's case, it's a specific opportunity that will be discussed.
Okay.
And if you can give her your information. In fact, Sharon, why don't you go ahead and give your number out?
Yes, it's 443-854-4889. And that number again is
4889. Okay.
Okay.
And if you could just send her your name and number, and we'll contact you. She'll contact you afterwards and kind of tell you specifically what it's about. Are you from the Baltimore area, Pamela?
No, not at all. I'm close by and very new to Maryland state in general. So.
Oh, where are you from originally?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Oh, great state.
Okay,
great state.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
All right. Well, welcome to the
area.
Yeah, welcome to the area.
This could help.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to talking to you, Pamela. Thanks for your call, okay?
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Some of the other things I looked at here says some advantages of starting a home-based business. It says low to no overhead. I need to say that again, low to no overhead. Sharon, can you share with everyone how important that is to be able to start a business with low or no money?
Yes, I would love to talk about that one. Because one of the things that I was doing beforehand, before I got into a home-based business, is we had a retail business. And the retail business, we had to pay for the leasing. And most companies, when you have your storefront, they want you to have a leasing for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to pay for the gas and the electric. Then we had to pay for people to come and work in the office. Mm-hmm. Then we had to pay for telephone, and the list goes on, and every time you turn around, there was a bill, and you was like, okay, the money's not generating fast enough for you to be paying your bills, and you find yourself at a slump. So I said, you know, to my husband, I said, we have to do something a little different here. We love what we're doing, but we need to have additional income to help us along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then home-based opportunity came our way, and it was like, it was a no-brainer.
Mm.
And I say, okay, no overhead, but you don't have to worry about gas and electric. You don't have to worry about these things because when you're in a building, you have to pay for those things. But when you have a home-based business, you're using your resources that you have at home and write those things off on your taxes.
Mm.
The space that I use in my house on my computer is a tax write-off. The pens and pencils that I use is a tax write-off. So all of those expenses we didn't have to worry about because we have a home-based business.
Mm.
And with the company that we're with now, we don't have to worry about hiring somebody to do it because everything basically is done right there online.
Wow.
And it was very simple. So all those extra expenses we didn't have to worry about because the home-based opportunity took care of all of that.
Wow.
So you can basically, you know, work your home-based business, generate income. And I was telling my husband, I said, it's going to take us a while, but we were making money while we were learning, you know, how to operate the business.
Wow.
This is very simple.
Mm.
I tell people, treat me like I'm a five-year-old and explain it to me. And so when we heard this opportunity, I said, wow, a five-year-old can do this.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, so no expenses is basically where you are having the expenses that you need just to operate your home-based business, which is right there in your home.
That is wonderful. I hope y'all heard what she said, man. She and her husband were traditional business owners, and every time they looked, there was an expense. There was money going out here, money going out here, money going out here, and still having to generate income from the business. Now, we all know when you start a traditional business, it takes time to get these things up and running. So yeah. A lot of time, I mean, you're waiting for customers to come in the door. You got to generate business, and you've already paid a bunch of money out to start that business, and you got expenses. Whereas opposed to having a home-based business, you pay a little bit of money out. You have no overhead. You have no expenses. You already have a phone, so that's something that's a fixed expense. You're doing it from your home. And you can go out and make as much as you want. I mean, it's the perfect business. In fact, you know, Robert Kiyosaki wrote this book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And yeah. He called the industry that Sharon is in, it's the perfect opportunity. It's the perfect business. But he talked about these four quadrants, these cash flow quadrants. And I'm going to explain them to you really quick. He talked about he made an X or a T, and he talked about the E quadrant. Now the E stands for employee. So these are people who want a job, and he segmented this quadrant, the poorer side of the quadrant, because they're looking for job security, they work for money, they're looking for promotions. And these are the people that, this is how I was taught. This is how I was raised. There's nothing wrong with it. Because this is just what our parents taught us to do, to go to school, get a good job, work for someone else, get a pension, and retire. So that's the E quadrant. He said that the second quadrant is the S quadrant. Now, these are self-employed people. These are like, you know, real estate professionals. They're independent contractors, but their money is based on what they do. Which is fine. They have their own business. They're self-employed, but their income is solely based on them. And there's nothing wrong with that. They're independent. He said that. And then there's a B quadrant. Now, the B quadrant are the business owners. Now, these are the big business owners, traditional business owners, you know, companies like Microsoft and McDonald's. And but look, a lot of our people don't have that type of money to start those businesses. Right.
Exactly.
But there are people in our community that do have those type of businesses. And that's a great way. That's where you want to end up eventually. And he said the fourth quadrant is the I quadrant, the investor. And the investor is who we are. You know, we have our money work for us, or we have other people work for us. And this is what Sharon is doing. She's found a way to leverage her time through the efforts of other people. So let me go through those quadrants again. You have the E, the employment, the S, the self-employed, the B, the business owner, and the I, investor. And you want to be in the B and I quadrant. You want to be a business owner. You want to be an investor. An investor finds a way to have his money work for him, not for him to work for money.
Exactly.
An investor finds a way to have people work for him or her, not, you know, work for people. So if you can stay in the B and I quadrant, man, you can become successful. You can have time. You can have freedom. You can have all the joys that this life has given us, because it's really just a choice. So here, and let me go through some other advantages here on why you should start a home. And let me give out the number as well before I forget. 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're out of the listening area or out of the calling area, 877-704-1010. 877-704-1010. And if you don't want to call in, but you want to hear about information, Sharon, why don't you go ahead and give your number out?
Yes, it's 443-854-4889. Again, the number is 443-854-4889.
Excellent. Let me go through some other advantages on why you should start a home-based business. Sharon talked about this. Traditional business costs money, when obviously a home-based business doesn't cost as much. Let me tell you another reason why you should start a home-based business. Because of social media. You got outlets like Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. Man, you can get to so many people for free now.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I know people that have Facebook, they have 3,000, 5,000 Facebook friends that they can network and talk to and get free business, as opposed to having to do the brick and mortar thing and have to pay money for advertising costs. So that's a tremendous advantage. Also, in home-based business, you're about helping other people. You can help others, whereas in traditional business, pretty much about yourself. Right, Sharon?
Right. That's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
I mean, you're pretty much on your own, and you worry about your bottom line, and you're not really trying to help anybody, and you're not helping your employees, and you're just paying them what you can pay them. You pay them just enough so they don't quit, and they work just hard enough so you don't fire them. So,
exactly.
So it's important, you know, you can obviously help others when you have a home-based business. And also too, you know, when you start a home-based business, you're usually dealing with people that you know. So these are warm contacts, relationships. So you're really growing your relationships. Whereas, you know, in some businesses, you people are just a number to you. You're just pretty much looking at the bottom line. Also, balanced work life. That's really important. I know, you know, once I started my home-based business, I had more time to go to the gym and exercise, take care of my health. I had more time to do my spiritual stuff. It just gives you a balanced life. Also, I mentioned technologies on your side. I kind of talked about that earlier. Another reason why you would do it is you can be your own boss.
That's
how many of y'all would like to be your own boss?
Right. That's right. Be your own boss and get up when you finish sleeping.
I know that's right.
Right.
So again, call in 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010, or you can, if you're out of the area, 877-704-1010, or you can text Sharon. Sharon, go ahead and give your number again.
It's 443-854-4889. Again, the number is 443-854-4889. If you call that number now, I will get back to you because I am on the air. So a lot of people are calling as well as texting. Keep the texts coming so we can, you know, schedule to come on in for that seminar so you can find out about being a home-based business owner. So if you're calling us right now, we're going to call you back. So stay tuned. We're going to call you back.
Awesome. Another reason why people would start a home-based business is no long commute to work. How many of y'all like that?
Yes.
Being at home. You know, my friend Anwar that was on the phone, he said my commute is from my bedroom to my office.
I know that's right.
I mean, you
which is about what? Four steps?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And you save so much more money too by having a home-based business. I mean, think about it. People have to spend money in gas.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have to spend money in tolls. I know people who travel from D.C. to Delaware. Some people travel from Delaware to New York. Some people catch the train to work every day. I don't know, train for hour and a half,
for
2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if you're tired of doing that day-to-day, that rut, man, give Sharon a call. Sharon, give out your text again.
443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889.
Awesome. Also, another thing I mentioned about being a green worker. Let me explain what that means. When we are in our cars and you're, let's say you're in a big city and you're in traffic, there's a lot of combustion going on, a lot of just bad air coming out of trucks and all kind of stuff. Man, when you're home, you save money on that. You don't your vehicle. You don't have to have vehicle repair as much because you're not hitting potholes in the street. I mean, there's so many different reasons why you should do it. Why you should have a home-based business.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you need extra money to buy little small things that you cannot afford to buy anyway, then you say, okay, I'm saving my money because I'm trying to send my kid to college, or I'm trying to go to college myself, or I want to buy a new home, I want to get off the bus, I want to drive a car. I have a business right now, but I basically need additional money to help run my business. Because we have a lot of business owners who are doing home-based businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an awesome thing, too. So if you're a business owner and you need extra money to help keep your business afloat and help generate money, then you need to give me a text right now.
Very important.
We're looking for business owners right now who are looking for an additional way to earn money.
Mm.
And this home-based business opportunity is the way to go. So text me right now at 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889.
And we have a few more minutes. Feel free to call in. I saw we had a caller come in and come off. You can still call in 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010, or 877-704-1010. I hope you all heard what Sharon just said. If you are a business owner, and look, I tell people, look, man, we don't care. I tell people, I don't care what your background is, how old you are, how young you are, how successful you are. Most business owners that I know are, you know, a lot of times the business owns them. They are there 24/7. They, you know, they got headaches. They got employee issues. They got to worry about people stealing from them and people taking money out of the cash register. Man, if you're sick and tired of having those headaches, give her a call, because I'm telling you, there's a different way. And I'm not saying you got to stop your business. This is another way to have money coming in so that you can really realize what time freedom really is. I met some people this past weekend at a conference that, man, they don't have any overhead. And I got to be honest, some of these people are making over $100,000 a month. That's right. I said $100,000 a month from home. They don't have any overhead. They don't have any headaches. They don't have a brick and mortar business. They have no rent, no mortgage in there. All they do is they work from home. Another reason why you should start a home-based business is it's stress-free in a lot of cases. You know, when you run a traditional business, man, you have a lot of responsibilities. You have responsibilities to your employees. You got to deal with, you know, them, you know, workers' comp, them getting sick, people. You got to worry about people suing you, all kind of stuff that is a big old headache. Whereas opposed to having a home-based business, it's a whole different. I think we got a call coming in here. Let me see if we can get this caller in. All right, we'll see if we can get this caller in real quick here. Can we do it? All right. Hello, caller. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm good. What's your name?
Edward.
Hey, Edward. How you doing?
I'm good.
What's on your mind?
Well, the reason why I called, I had a question about the home-based business. I've been thinking about it for some time, but I haven't really came up with a product or a direct service that I want to offer. Do you have an offer or a number of services with some sort of statistics on how they're doing? And
we sure do.
Locations that they might be wanted in.
Man, you need to talk to Sharon. She's got something that's going to blow you away. So Sharon, okay, go ahead and give him your number.
I also live in the inner city area. I live near John Hopkins Hospital in the inner city. And I don't know if the location where you're living, would that be a problem?
Not at all. Has nothing to do
not
with that
all.
Whatsoever. In fact, go ahead, Sharon, give him your number. Because
yes,
we only got two more minutes here.
Send me a text at 443-854- Okay, I have that number.
Yeah, go ahead and give her a text right now or a call, and we'll have someone call you back. Okay, my friend?
Okay, thank you.
All right,
much.
Take care. Have a good one. All right, guys, this concludes our show. Sharon, I appreciate you stepping in with me today and being a trooper as usual. And we appreciate everyone calling into the show. Again, we're here every Tuesday at 11 a.m. to 12. We'll see you all on the other side. Have a good day.
There's been so many things that's held us down.